Today on Rappler. Vice President Sara Duterte tells First Lady Liza Marcos, "Your feelings have nothing to do with my duties." Iloilo and Bacolod City's mayors declare support for the First Lady amid her rift with Sara Duterte. Iloilo City is placed under a state of calamity due to drought brought by El Nino. The Philippines thanks G7 bloc leaders for rejecting China's baseless and expansive claims in the West Philippine Sea. A fire in Naiya Terminal 3's open parking lot burns 19 vehicles. And Joni Delgado becomes the Philippines' first female rower to qualify for the Olympics. Vice President Sara Duterte responds to First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos' criticisms against her in an interview with radio personality Anthony Taberna.
Bilang tao, karapatan ni unang ginang Liza Marcos na makaramdam ng sama ng loob at galit. Subalit, ang kanyang personal na damdamin ay walang kinalaman sa aking mandato bilang isang opisyal ng pamahalaan.
Araneta Marcos said Sara crossed the line when she attended a protest in Davao against charter change and allegedly laughed when former President Rodrigo Duterte said President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. was bangag or high on drugs. Instead of directly responding to the First Lady's issue, Sara says she and the President will talk privately about the matter. She notes the focus should be on the country's pressing problems. Two mayors of key cities in Western Visayas, Iloilo and Bacolod City, throw their support behind First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos in her word war with Vice President Sara Duterte. In a joint statement, Mayor Jerry Treñas of Iloilo and Bacolod Mayor Aldi Benitez say, "We empathize with the First Lady as she expresses her disappointment that the Vice President attends rallies where the President is criticized." The mayors add, "It seems inappropriate for a vice president who campaigned under the same party banner as the president to participate in such events and react with amusement to the attacks." Mayor Jerry Treñas of Iloilo was a staunch supporter of the failed 2022 presidential bid of Lenny Robredo. Bacolod Mayor Aldi Benitez is a close political ally of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Iloilo City is placed under state of calamity due to drought brought by the El Nino phenomenon. Mayor Jerry Treñas says the declaration will allow the city to utilize its quick response fund to address water scarcity and provide aid to those affected. The city government would buy more potable water to be rationed to at least 23,000 people affected from 25 barangays in the city. The Iloilo City Disaster Risk Reduction Management Council recommended the use of 12.5 million pesos for the emergency procurement of potable water. Meanwhile, the Office of Civil Defense in Region 6 reports more areas in Western Visayas have also been declared under a state of calamity due to the weather conditions. The Philippines thanks the G7 foreign ministers for rejecting China's baseless and expansive claims of the West Philippine Sea. The Philippines says it appreciates the G7's reaffirmation that the 2016 Arbitral Award is a significant milestone and a useful basis for the peaceful management and resolution of differences at sea. The Philippines has sovereign rights in the West Philippine Sea and has the exclusive right to exploit and care for resources in those areas. Meanwhile, China says it remains committed to resolving maritime disputes through dialogue, but will not allow itself to be, quote, abused, saying the sea should not be an arena where countries can flex their gunboat muscles. This as the Philippines and United States conduct its annual joint military drills. A fire that broke out Monday, April 22, in the parking lot extension of the Ninoy Aquino International Airport damages 19 vehicles. Unofficial reports gathered by the Manila International Airport Authority say the fire originated from a small grass fire that rapidly grew and burned 19 vehicles in Terminal 3's extension parking lot. The area is unpaved and surrounded by grass. Photos and videos of the area show multiple vehicles were completely charred by the blaze. The MIAA Rescue and Firefighting Division declared the fire out at 1:57 p.m. No one was reported injured. The Bureau of Fire Protection is currently investigating the cause of the fire. In a statement, the MIAA says it will get statements from the staff in Terminal 3. Joni Delgado will be the Philippines' first female rower in the Olympics as the Philippines celebrates its 100th year participating in the Summer Games. Delgado placed fourth in the Final A of the Women's Single Sculls in the World Rowing Asian and Oceanian Qualification Regatta in Chungju, South Korea on Sunday, April 21. clocking 7 minutes and 49.39 seconds as she secures one of the 5 Paris berths up for grabs in the event. Overall, Delgado becomes the 4th Filipino rower to qualify for the Olympics after Edgardo Mayrina at the 1988 Seoul Games, Benjamin Tolentino Jr. in the 2000 Sydney Games, and Chris Nevarez for the 2022 Tokyo Games. She joins pole vaulter EJ Obiena, gymnast Carlos Yulo, Alea Finnegan, and Levi Jung Ruvivar, boxers Yumir Marshall, Nesty Petesho, and Ira Villegas, and weightlifters Elrin Ando, John Siniza, and Vanessa Sarno in Paris. And that's today's wrap. I'm Nina Liu. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.